Good morning, mate. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Well, there's only one real game to talk about from a Queensland perspective, that is Gold Coast versus Brisbane. So we'll talk about that, but also I wanted to touch on Essendon versus Collingwood, because we just want to get a sense of the occasion for Anzac Day. This game's been going for quite some time now, the traditional Essendon versus Collingwood game. But firstly, on a Sunday afternoon, the Gold Coast versus Brisbane.
Yeah, quite a fascinating game, actually. The Gold Coast have been very good in their two matches at Metricon. They completely dismantled Carlton a couple of weeks ago, and they lost to Melbourne by 13 points in a really competitive performance in a game before that. They've obviously won a game in Perth. They were okay last week in Melbourne against the Saints. So they look like they're a competent, probably middle of the table team, but one that's not going to get beaten very often on their home ground. Brisbane are probably the second best team in the competition. If we have Melbourne as clearly out in front, Brisbane at this stage would be the leader of the chasing pack. I know there's obviously quite a few that are vying for that spot. So you would anticipate Brisbane will find a way to get it done and edge their way clear. But I am really curious as to how the Gold Coast stack up in this game. I'd imagine they'll be really, really competitive. I can't imagine this will be a particularly big margin, whichever way it goes.
I'm actually looking forward to this particular game. A lot of people say, oh, it's the Gold... But Gold Coast have improved so much over the last, well, say, 12 months. I mean, last year they started off well, dwindled off towards the end, but this year they just seem to be a totally different side.
Yeah, definitely. There's a bit of resilience about them. Certainly their competitiveness around the midfield is, fairly consistent now. They're not picking and choosing. They're bringing that level of required intensity most weeks. It's just a question of, I guess, whether they're good enough at the end of the day. I mean, they're missing Ben King clearly in the forward half, which is impacting their ability to score heavily. Their defence is pretty good. Collins is a rock-solid player. Jared Witts is one of the better ruckmen in the competition. And they've got great kids, obviously, with Anderson and Rowell and Rankin and these sorts of players. So, yeah, they're going to be okay. It's just, a question of how long that takes.
Darren Parkin is our AFL expert joining us on 1332 4BU. Darren, obviously, we said at the top there, the Essendon versus Collingwood game, 3:20 on Monday on Anzac Day. It's always a moving day. It's just because they have the service at the start, but the game itself, we've had draws, we've had tight margins, but just run us through this particular day from start to finish.
Yeah, it's a really significant day. We know that Anzac Day is one of the true, if not the true, national day on the Australian calendar. We know we talk about all of the other significant days, and there are plenty of them, but this one's one that I think everybody in the country agrees on and pays it the due respect that it deserves. And it's credit to those sides and credit to the AFL for the way they've been able to capture that moment on this particular day. I mean, then you get to the importance of the match itself. It'd be really interesting to see that the crowd as well. Crowds for the Victorian games this year have been okay, but probably 10 or 15% down on maybe what it would have been 3 or 4 years ago. There's clearly a post-pandemic, not fatigue, but maybe a cautiousness about it. Mm-hmm. So if you normally get 85 at this game, do we get 85 or do we get 70 or what happens? We'll wait and see what that looks like. But for Essendon, it's kind of now or never at 1 or 4. They've got to get a result. They've been obviously disappointing in the first month or so. If you go to 1 and 5, you're probably too far back. Collingwood have been pretty solid. Even in their defeats, they lost narrowly to Geelong, they lost narrowly to Brisbane. They've been competitive in those matches, and they look like they're producing a pretty consistent level. So you'd probably have to lean their way. But Essendon, backs against the wall, as we say, now or never. It might be time for them to, pull the finger out and get it done.
Now, just finally, Darren, I'm putting my hands out. I'm going to get a 50-metre penalty. Is the game broken?
Yeah, I think they've gone a little bit too far in that. We'd call that an overcorrection. And I think they'll reach a point where they probably tinkered with that a little bit. But, yeah, I think there's dissent against umpires and then there's that. And I think that's on the real low end of the scale. And I think it's, been an overreach from the AFL. They're right to say that we need to protect umpires and, encourage those to join at the next level down. But I'm not sure paying a 50-metre penalty against someone for sticking their arms out is the best way to do that.
It's just bizarre. Like, I mean, last year it wasn't implemented. This year, I get you're exactly right. You want the younger generation to come through and be future AFL umpires. But how did this come about? Like, it was just not even talked about, or at least I don't think it was talked about. And all of a sudden, we're being paid 50 metres. Is something like maybe a 25-metre penalty or something? Because a 50-metre penalty just for putting your arms out seems a bit excessive when you can, you know, do other things and not get pinged for it.
Yeah, I very much like that idea of that being explored, a 15 or a 25-metre penalty, something less severe. And I think that should have been introduced for a couple of things. I mean, 50-metre penalties, yes, if you smash someone after they take a mark, yeah, or you commit a reportable offence or something like that. But I think things like the protected area, if you accidentally creep in there, or, you slightly grab hold of someone's shirt just after they take a mark and it's a split-second thing, then I think a lesser penalty, still a penalty, but 15 or 25, I think, is far more reasonable for a low-grade offence.
Darren, really do appreciate your time. Have a wonderful weekend and sit back, relax, and watch those Saners, eh?
Fingers crossed. We're playing Friday night, so they could either ruin or set up the weekend, one or the other.
Oh, look after yourself, mate. We'll catch up next week.
No worries, anytime.